Unemployment is a major problem in Scotland today. We've been worried about finding employment as we grow up, so we thought we'd dig deeper and find out more about the employment situation.
We asked careers advisor Miss Loughran and employability support officer Miss Yule just what the situation is like for young people.
Very poor, especially so for young people, unfortunately. But it's not a good situation just now.
No, it's very poor. There's about 100,000 young people unemployed in Scotland.
Between the age of 16 and 24, 100,000. And that's almost a third of the total for the whole of the UK.
I know those are huge figures, but when you think about you as a school and maybe as a year group, and that's maybe one third of you, you know, a few years on, might be unemployed, and that, I mean, that's a way of kind of visualising it, and that's quite a scary thought.
Although that sounds gloomy, 86.4% of Glasgow school pupils went into something called a positive destination last year. A positive destination means they either went on to further education, higher education, training, employment or voluntary work. So that's a very good figure for Glasgow.
That's excellent. That's way above the national average.
So Glasgow is trying very hard to get their young people from school into one of these positive destinations.
Why is it harder to get a job in Scotland if it is easier in other places?
Well, Scotland has lost. A long time ago, Scotland had a lot of industry. Manufacturing industry, we had shipbuilding, mm-hmm. We had mining, even our fishing industry. And these things we don't have anymore.
I suppose we had a strong service industry to do with finance, but because there's a worldwide recession now, it's difficult to get jobs there as well. But you were saying harder in Scotland than in other countries. I mean, I would say youth unemployment in the rest of the UK is on a par with Scotland, and also youth unemployment Europe-wide. I mean, I think there were demonstrations in Spain because of that.
Spain so and Greece have got much higher youth unemployment than ourselves.
And that's to do with their financial crises and about the euro as well. So I wouldn't say it's just Scotland, and it's something we have to deal with globally.
How will the situation change in the future?
I would say that's for government. I mean, you can do, as an individual, you can do all you can to make sure you're much more employable, to improve your employability skills. But really, you could do all that and there wouldn't be jobs at the end of it. So it's down to government.
There's a new youth employment minister for Scotland called Angela Constance, and she is trying to put this money into good use with apprenticeships. 25,000 a year they're hoping to make across Scotland to help with the situation.
Do you have any advice that would help us get the best chance of employment?
One huge big bit of advice: get out, get some voluntary work, part-time job, do anything that will make you stand out from the rest.
Thank you for your time, and we would also like to give a special thank you to Miss Loughran, Mrs. Yule, and everyone who helped produce this news story.